What do you call the heavy iron thing that's used in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
Some people call it a skillet, but I call it a frying pan.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And a skillet and a frying pan then would mean
same thing.
Okay. What do you call the thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of before you turn it off?
Spigot.
Okay. And what would you call the same thing if it's on a barrel?
Same thing, I guess.
Okay. And what about the same thing that's out in the yard, the cooker?
Same spigot, a hydrant.
Okay. When you buy a few cans of food at the store, what are they put into for you to carry them home?
Paper bag.
What do you call a large bag that's made out of loosely woven cloth that 100 pounds of chicken feet or 100 pounds of potatoes might come in?
Croquette.
What do you call a small musical instrument that's about that long, about that high, put it up to your mouth and blow it?
Harmonica.
Okay. Have you ever heard it called anything besides a harmonica?
When I was a child, they called it a harp.
Okay. What do you call a small musical instrument that's made out of metal and shaped like this and put it up to your teeth?
Jew's harp.
What do you call a piece of playground equipment that's made with a long board balanced in the middle? One child sits on one end.
Seesaw.
And what about one that goes round and round?
Merry-go-round.
What do you call a flat piece of stone that's used to sharpen a knife on?
Now I have one there in the kitchen. Is the oil stone?
I haven't heard that. That's an oil stone?
I think that's what they call it, oil stone or grinding stone. I've seen them that you turn a wheel
and sharpen
axe.
Yeah, now that would be grinding stone. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Would you describe some different kinds of wooden fences that people use in Union Point or used to use?
The picket fence has been used.
And how would a picket fence be constructed?
Palings with the sharpened at one end, you know.
Okay. And what about some other wooden fences?
Well, I have seen some fences just planks, kind of like a Wild West rodeo, you know, where they have the rodeo.
Oh, yeah.
Just planks.
Planks going long ways like
one
this.
Way.
And can you think of any others?
I've seen blind fences.
What's a blind fence?
Just a solid, just made out of planks that you can't even see through.
And would the planks be this way or this way?
Straight up and down.
Okay. Now that's interesting. I've never heard of a blind fence.
You have? They're tall. They use them mostly at ball games, you know.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I've seen them, but
in country towns like this.
Uh-huh. I never had known the names. Mm-hmm. Well, now what about rail fences?
Well, now people don't fence yards in with rail fences, I don't think. Not now. Now they used to have rail fences for the animals to stay in the pasture.
Uh-huh.
Built out of cordwood, the rails.
Well, now would these be built this way, sort of zigzag? The rail fences?
I can't explain it. I know how they're built, but I just can't explain how they're built. But I know we used to have one when we moved to town here before those houses was built up back yonder. And it seems that the posts cross somewhere and the rails fit in.
So you mean it has straight up and down posts as well as?
Kind of cross and the rails fit in somewhere or another. I don't know how to explain
it.